Before we begin to look at how to use emotional triggers in the context of persuasion, I'd like to talk a little bit more about setting covert triggers, that is to say, setting emotional triggers which are outside of the other person's conscious awareness. To a certain extent, we're constantly setting triggers in other people and totally unaware of it. After all, remember that a trigger is set when you have the cue, action, or word at the same time as the peaking of an emotional state, and then the unconscious mind associates those two together. So there's three things happening at the same time: the emotional state, the actual cue trigger itself, and an association occurring at the unconscious level. Now, this is one of the reasons we want to use trance later on, because it helps to create the unconscious connections that we really want to be using. Now, setting an unconscious trigger, one which is outside of normal conscious awareness, is something that you can do in a very straightforward sort of way. One simple way to do this is to use stories and to set the triggers casually within those stories, as though you're gesturing or by the kind of words that you're using whilst telling your stories. Now, we will look at storytelling in more detail on CD 7 and 8 of this program. For the moment, just rest assured that you can tell a story, and then at the peak of that story, you set the trigger. Then you move on to another story, and just as you see the response coming up in the other person, go back to CD 2 if you need to, and really get your signal recognition systems down. Because once you see them really getting into that state, you want to, again, set your cue, your trigger. It'll be a word, it'll be a gesture, or a certain tone of voice, or a physical touch. And it doesn't really matter which of those it is. It can even be a combination of them. The important thing is that you can recreate that trigger anytime you wish to, because that way, you get to fire off the trigger and get the resultant state at the end of it. The beauty of using storytelling in order to access the state in the first place is that stories have a habit of depotentiating the conscious mind anyway, because we're used to, when stories come along, we're just suspending our belief and just going along with the flow of things. The important thing in a story is also that it creates these emotional events for people that you can later on set triggers to. So really, when it comes down to CD 7 and 8, really spend the time that you need to really master the art of storytelling. It'll help move your covert hypnosis skills to a completely different level.